get ready to start the meeting, just speak there as a microphone for the... yes.
Oh, it's only the...
Yeah.
There was no amplification.
No amplification. Well, comrades, this meeting is an international symposium on imperialism. And as you know, we're very fortunate in having three internationally known speakers and writers. But it's more than just an academic symposium on imperialism. It's to consider in depth, and to consider in detail, the whole question of working out a worldwide counter-strategy against American imperialism in aid of the people of Vietnam, and for that matter, in aid of the people in the colonial world generally struggling for national liberation. Because we've had a situation for some years now where imperialism has been united as a strategy and faces the progressive or the anti-imperialist forces who haven't got a strategy. And for that reason, although the relationship of forces is generally in favour of the people struggling for national liberation and social advance, a number of defeats have been inflicted by American imperialism, Dominica, Indonesia, and so on. And the purpose of this meeting is to consider in detail how we can work out, how we can contribute, and I mean in that sense, we, the anti-imperialist forces, can work out a counter-strategy to reverse that trend and to start inflicting defeats upon imperialism. Now, our first speaker is Pierre Frank, who has many years in the revolutionary movement. He is a former secretary of Leon Trotsky. He's a member of the United Secretariat of the Fourth International, and he's going to speak on recent developments in the workers' states, bringing in such things as Czechoslovakia and Poland, and how the leaderships of those countries have conducted themselves in relation to the colonial struggle. Pierre Frank.
Comrade Chairman, comrades, today we are all witness of a big crisis of American imperialism. American imperialism was beaten militarily in Vietnam. And of course today we don't know if we are near peace or only a truce, but we can expect that under this the blows they have received from the Vietnamese people, the escalate is stopped. American imperialism knows also a big financial crisis, the gold crisis, which shows that its policy was distrusted by some big capitalist circles. American imperialism is also knowing a big leadership crisis, which we have seen in the last weeks by the fact that Johnson resigns for the next presidency. And we see that for the coming months, the question of leadership of American imperialism is put on question. We also have seen in the last days the big crisis coming to a climax with this matter of the Negro question in the States. All these facts are, of course, very good for the struggle against imperialism, they are all showing a deterioration of the forces of American imperialism, but it would be a big mistake to think that American imperialism is a paper tiger, a strong man with feet of clay. American imperialism has still big resources, and the discussions, the differences among American leaders are not differences about capitulation, but how to conduct the war, how to conduct the struggle against the forces of socialism all over the world. And in this connection, American imperialism not only has big resources, material resources, political resources, American imperialism has a big advantage. They think in terms of a global strategy, whilst against them, there is not something which can be compared on the same level. The blows received by American imperialists in the last period were delivered by the Vietnamese people almost alone for many years, and the Vietnamese people received support from small masses, intellectuals, students, in demonstrations which were certainly very important, as in London, in Berlin, in New York and other places, but nevertheless, demonstrations which were not containing, not mobilizing the great masses of the working class. And today, the question which is very important in the present situation, because American imperialism has received so big blows, it is the question to give bigger blows and to find a way to organize a global strategy to struggle against American imperialism, to use the present condition in order to mobilize even more masses and to unify those struggles against American imperialism in the coming period. I may say that this question of a global strategy for many years has been put forward only by small groups, small organizations, it was mainly as our movement, the Fourth International. We presented from the beginning of the Vietnam War, the escalation in the Vietnam War in 1964-65, the necessity to oppose a global strategy to American imperialism, and in this matter we put forward the idea which was also defended at the same time and in the same period by the Cuban leadership, and especially in the statement made by Che Guevara on the necessity of having a second or a third Vietnam in order to force American imperialism to fight on a broader scale, on a broader front, on which it was for him very difficult to mobilize forces in order to proceed on such a front.